this sober mind, intoxicated tongue, with that smooth talk, hot like the sun. Hitting the interviews, yeah, we doing a thing, cause our guests keep it lit straight on the scene. Whether it's stories, hobbies, or just the job in life, best believe we spark it off and do it right. So stay tuned, cause we about to take flight, take it a new height, yeah, this that podcast.
Welcome to the Sober Mind, Intoxicated Tongue podcast, or SMIT for short, a podcast where Ricardo interviews people from all walks of life, diverse people with different careers and different hobbies, all with fascinating stories to share. You can find all of our episodes wherever you listen to your podcasts, or go to smitpodcast.com to find our most recent episodes. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at SMIT Podcast. And now, please welcome your host, Ricardo.
And we're back. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining me. I am your host, Ricardo. If this is the first time listening to the podcast, welcome. If you are a listener or have listened before, I've been gone for a little bit, but I'm back. Unfortunately, life gets in the way, and between work and personal life, unfortunately, you know, things happen. So, I do apologize if you miss my voice, which I doubt it. But you know what? If you do, again, thank you so much for joining me again. And let's get into it. So today, I think I'm going to do Donkey of the Day. I think I'm going to keep on doing some Donkey of the Days, and also I am going to do more interviews, but right now, because of my schedule, it's been hard to do. But let's get into these Donkey of the Days. So today I got two of them. One was posted today and one was posted 2 days ago. So let's listen to one 2 days ago, and then we'll listen to one from today. And then if you don't know what Donkey of the Day is, it is a national syndicated radio, 105.1, and this gentleman by the name of Charlemagne the God, he has a segment called Donkey of the Day, and usually he goes in on a lot of people that made some foolish mistakes or made some foolish foolish things. Either they said something foolish or they've done something foolish, and they got caught, or, yeah. Well, anyway, let's get into it. So the first one is going to be: a woman sues McDonald's after Burger King ad.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Monday, August 9th, goes to a woman in Russia whose name I can't pronounce at all. Looking at this name is like looking at an eyesight test chart in the doctor's office, and it's about the 10th and 11th line. My God. What's her name? Do we have the pronunciation? Let me see. Ksenia Ochenikova.
Now, I forgot to say that this is a reaction, so I'm going to not just play it, but I'm going to kind of give my thoughts about that. And yeah, I mean, let's get into it. So a lot of these I haven't watched, so it's actually really interesting for me because I haven't watched them. So yeah, it's gonna be interesting. This one in particular, I don't know what it's about. So it says, woman sues McDonald's after a burger ad compelled her to break Lent fast. Now, for people who do not know what Lent is, it is a Catholic tradition. I don't know if it's just a Catholic tradition, but it's definitely, from what I know, because I'm Catholic, it's a Catholic, one of the Catholic traditions. It is 40 days and 40 nights. But let's see what he has to say about this.
I think that's it.
Spell it.
K-S-E-N-Y-A, I don't know.
Okay.
Now, what does your Uncle Charlotte tell you ever so often on this here radio? I tell you that every day of our lives, every day we wake up, an essential part of surviving on this third planet from the sun is avoiding crazy. And it's hard to avoid crazy. It's like a full-time job to avoid crazy because crazy can happen anywhere at any given time.
That is very true, but there's a lot of crazy people out there. Man, anywhere pretty much. So, yeah, that's definitely true.
And you never seem to see it coming. No better example than Ksenia in Russia, who is deciding that she wants to sue the fast food chain that has served billions and billions of us, McDonald's.
So it was McDonald's, not Burger King.
This is so ironic because I had a dream about the Golden Arches last night. I literally had a dream, and in my dream, I was guilt tripping myself because I was about to eat McDonald's, okay? In my dream, I was going back and forth between ordering a quarter pounder with no cheese or a two cheeseburger meal with a 6-piece chicken McNugget, and I wanted my fries hot. This was in my dream. Doesn't make any sense, though, because why would I want a quarter pounder with no cheese but then be debating about, you know, whether or not to eat two cheeseburgers, okay? The logic didn't make any sense, but it was all a dream.
Maybe
okay, I had no idea.
Maybe it's all the bread. Yeah. So if you eat one double cheeseburger, you get two buns and two meats, I'm assuming. I'm guessing. But if you get two cheeseburgers, you get two buns or four buns and two patties. So, yeah. And then the pickles and the condiments.
Idea what that dream meant, but if I woke up craving McDonald's, I can't blame anyone but my subconscious. And if I actually went to get McDonald's, if I don't have the willpower to avoid eating McDonald's, well, whose fault is that? If I'm on some type of strict diet or if I have swore off fast foods, then it's all about me and my willpower, nothing else. But this woman in Russia doesn't agree. She's clearly the type to never hold herself accountable for her own BS. We know the type to blame everyone else for their issues. Zero accountability for the choices that she makes, because this woman is suing McDonald's because she claims that seeing a mouth-watering cheeseburger commercial made her break.
I don't know. I never sued anybody, so I don't know exactly how hard it is to sue somebody. I wouldn't even know where to begin, to be honest. So, yeah, I don't know how you sue somebody. Yeah.
Break her fast during Lent. I can't make this kind of stuff up. We all know what Lent is, right? The 40 days that precedes the celebration of Easter. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it's...
See, he said it best, I guess. I mean, it's the 40 days after Easter. Is it? No, not after Easter, is it? I don't know.
The time when folks acknowledge the ways we turned away from God in our lives and, you know, we focus our hearts and minds back toward God. And one of the pillars of Lent is fasting. So giving up something for Lent is a form of fasting. People cut out small pleasures and, you know, offer that sacrifice up to God. Or they give up bad habits like drinking alcohol, smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, so that goes back to the tradition. I think, as far as I know, fasting in itself, the way that I know it, is you go without obviously eating until a certain time. I don't know for how long. I think it's like every day, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not too sure. Or like he said, you know, the more modern age type of fasting, I guess you can say, is you kind of give something up. So let's just say you have a guilty pleasure like alcohol or coffee, or you eat too much McDonald's, or you eat whatever it is. You give that up for 40 days.
Weed, etc., as a way of turning their life back toward God. Now, this woman clearly had a meal at McDonald's that didn't make her happy. And since she is a devout Christian, she is expected to forego meat, meat byproducts, poultry, eggs, and dairy. I never knew that. Okay, but according to the New York Post, this woman had fasted for a month and she was doing great until she saw a McDonald's banner advertising a cheeseburger and chicken nuggets. Let me tell you something. Mm. I've watched the documentaries.
That's kind of crazy, though, that to know that marketing does work to a certain degree. I don't know. I guess if you're driving and you're kind of hungry and you haven't had a McDonald's in a while and you see a McDonald's sign or banner, I guess I could see how that can influence your decision making. However, it would probably not be my first choice, but, you know, to each their own.
like supersize me. I've read the studies that say Mickey D's has unhygienic food. Maybe that's the reason Jake Gyllenhaal and Ashton Kutcher don't bathe much, because they are what they eat and they might eat a lot of McDonald's. I don't know. I've read how Ronald McDonald's house has excessive sodium, fatty acids, and sugar in their foods. I've seen it all. But that does not negate the fact that McDonald's cheeseburgers slap, okay? 313 calories of pure greatness, all right? That tangy pickle with the chopped onions, ketchup, mustard, and that slice of melted cheese, man! When you high late at night on a weekend and nothing else open, don't act like that two cheeseburger meal with some fries from McDonald's.
That does sound pretty good right now, to be honest. You don't have to be high. You can be drunk. You can just be hungry. So it does sound pretty good.
Does it make your life better? Okay, you may regret it after, but you just go harder in the gym that week or fast the next day. Whatever you got to do. But we're not going to act like it's McDonald's fault that we can't resist. Okay, this woman says despite successfully fasting for the last 16 years, she couldn't resist because she visited McDonald's and bought a cheeseburger. She's suing McDonald's for breaching consumer protection laws and insulting her religious feelings.
Yo, that's just crazy, though, just to think about how somebody can think of. I mean, I guess if you go to a lawyer, they'll spoof it up a little bit as far as the reason. But the audacity to think that you can get away with suing a multi-billion dollar restaurant for something so dumb like this, you got some big balls.
Would you like to know how much she is suing McDonald's for? Would you like to know? Take a guess, Angelique. How much you think she's suing McDonald's for?
If that was me, I guess I would say about $250,000.
A quarter million. Okay. Yeah,
like a quarter pounder.
A quarter million for a quarter pounder. Envy, how much you think she's suing McDonald's for?
You gotta go for the whole milli.
Okay. Angelique says a quarter million. Envy says a cool million. Well, guys,
$1 million.
Well, she is suing McDonald's for $14.
What?
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I guess.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that. $14. I guess she's not as smart as. How? Why? 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 I mean, why?
For the Price is Right, I would have beat Envy.
Yes, you would've.
Yes, you would have.
her quote, in the actions of McDonald's, I see a violation of the consumer protection law. I asked the court to investigate, and if a violation has taken place, to oblige McDonald's LLC to compensate me for moral damage in the amount of 1,000 rubles, which is $14. I don't know what's more ridiculous, the fact she's suing for $14 or the fact a cheeseburger and some nuggets in Russia cost $14. What did she get? A goddamn 40-piece and two cheeseburgers? Because don't know one cheeseburger and six nuggets cost no $14. The moral of the story is, in life, you can't blame anyone but yourself. All right? Nobody else but you. You have to make your own choices and live every day with the consequences of said choices. Okay? It may feel good to blame McDonald's for your dysfunction, but no! You have to take responsibility for your own life. McDonald's didn't do anything but what every other company does, and that's advertise. The advertising worked. You went in and bought exactly what you saw on the banner, which...
See, he's right, though. I mean, kind of like I said, it worked. It worked this time.
It was a cheeseburger and some McNuggets. That don't got nothing to do with McDonald's. That got to do with the fact that you got an inner fat person in you that you can't control. All right? Please give Ksenia. Let me see what the hell is pronounced.
Uh-oh. McDonald's should settle that one.
They should. Please give Ksenia Ovi Chinikova the biggest hee-haw.
You think they'll settle?
They can settle out of pocket for that one. Dog
eat it. So, I don't understand if she went to court, went with a lawyer, or let's just say she didn't go with the lawyer. It probably would have cost a lot more just to go. Well, depending on where you live and how far court is. But if, let's just say, let's just say, hypothetically speaking, they have a good gas mileage, right? It's still going to cost you, let's just say in gas, it's going to cost you $3 to $4. $3 or $4. Now, if you don't have a car to get there, let's just say there is an Uber in Russia, or the Uber equivalent, it's going to cost you roughly, you know, let's just say for shits and giggles, it's only going to be like $5 or $6, right? Round trip, because it's cheap over there. Let's just assume. I don't understand what the logic behind that. But I guess that's why they got Donkey today. Anyways, let's go in for our second one. And this one is from today. Let's just go back a little bit. Sorry. But before we go into the second one, let's hear a word from our sponsor. Hey there, listeners. I'd like to take a minute and talk to you about something personal to me. I'm always striving to achieve a healthier lifestyle, and I found a resource that has changed the way I think about food and simply how to eat healthy. It's called Fire Within Health Transformation Course. Nutrition coach and personal trainer Brandon Woolley developed it after losing 84 pounds and helping thousands of clients reach their health goals as well. It starts with a quick and easy health evaluation that gives you a score in 7 critical areas of health so you know where to focus on the most. The evaluation is free, and if you decide to purchase the course, use promo code SMIT or SMIT, all caps, for an additional discount. Head to firewithinnf.com to check it out. That's firewithinnf.com. And now let's go back to today's episode. All right, so this is from the clip.
That's pretty funny.
Charlemagne the devil? Possibly.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, August 11th, goes to NBA player Dennis Schroeder. Now, when it comes to other people's decisions and why they do things, I try not to judge because I don't know people's circumstances.
Well, I mean, he kind of is judging a little bit because he is giving him Donkey of the Day, so he is judging. So, yeah, that's that.
I don't know people's lives, and I understand we all have various personal experiences that make us do the things that we do. Now, do I scratch my head at some decisions people make? Of course. Hell yes. Hell, I scratch my head at decisions that I've made, especially when I'm in therapy. Lord have mercy. Do I care about the decisions most people make?
Yeah, so he's always an advocate for therapy. He goes to see his therapist frequently. I think that's a very good idea for people, even though it's very stereotypically kind of frowned upon. If you can afford it, or if you have insurance that does take care of it, I feel you should kind of do it. Even if you don't feel like you have problems, I feel that I think it's a good way to be very even-minded or clear-minded. Yeah, clear-minded. Anyways, that's besides the point. I was just saying that.
No, but when I do care, I ask. Like right now, I really care. Matter of fact, let me stop lying to myself. I am judging the hell out of Dennis Schroeder right now.
See, I was right. He's judging him.
Now, I just have one question. Why? All I need to know is the why. I need to know why Dennis Schroeder, who played 61 games for the Los Angeles Lakers last year and averaged 15.4 points and 5.8 assists, shooting about 44% from the field. I need to know why he decided to sign with the Boston Celtics for 1 year for $5.9 million. I hear you out there saying, damn, Uncle Charla, you tripping. Why that man getting Donkey of the Day for signing a one-year deal for almost $6 million? You hating. He get.
Right. I mean, if you don't read the title, you would think, or if you don't know about this this ball player, you'd think that $5.9 million is pretty good for 1 year. Let's just say it's, what, 100 and something games? It's not bad.
Getting money. Well, this situation wouldn't be a big deal under normal circumstances, but these aren't normal circumstances. See, it was previously reported Dennis Schroeder turned down a maximum extension from the Los Angeles Lakers before the trade deadline that would have been worth more than $80 million. Mm-mm. 4 years for $84 million, to be exact. Yes, you heard what I said. Dennis Schroeder turned down a 4-year, $84 million contract with the Los Angeles Lakers.
Now, two things on that. I mean, it's just maybe it's just a rumor, unless there is a substantial evidence to back that up, or he thought that he was worth more to go to a different team, or maybe they would offer him more money. So I mean, let's just say that he was trying to make the best decision, even though it kind of backfired.
To sign with the Boston Celtics for 1 year, $5.9 million. I'm not making any of this up. I know y'all think I just be talking. Let's go to Boston Celtics today for the report, please.
Dennis Schroeder signing on a one-year contract worth $5.9 million with the Boston Celtics.
Now, for the Boston Celtics, this is fantastic because you're getting a pretty solid player at excellent value at under $6 million for this upcoming season. For Dennis Schroeder, it's not good because last year with the Lakers, according to Brian Windhorst, he turned down a four-year, $84 million.
Now, the other thing, too, is depending on what team you want to play for, maybe he wasn't really liking it at Los Angeles. So, you know, sometimes people are not always about the money. If you look at some, I think it was Ricky Williams who turned down a lot of money. He was playing for the, back in the day, for the Dolphins, if I'm not mistaken. Well, he turned down a lot of money for just to be, just because money wasn't really his thing, so.
$1 contract, and now he's settling for less than $6.
I'm not here to judge. I'm lying. Dennis Schroeder, okay? I know y'all think Donkey of the Day is judging. I don't think it is, but it is. I just want to know. Why? I'm all for betting on yourself, but when you average 15.4 points and 5.8 assists a game, and you get offered $84 million to play in Los Angeles, with the Lakers, the city of angels, the women, the weather, the weed, even if you don't smoke, the women, the weather, it's a really great.
Yeah, that is a very enticing thing, you know, weather and women. How about beautiful weather and beautiful women? Put them both together and you get a beautiful life.
Quality of life. The average temperature in LA is like 85 degrees, not to mention you get to play with LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Carmelo Anthony, Russell Westbrook. I don't know if you get Russell Westbrook if you keep Dennis Schroeder for 80 plus million. I don't know if that happens, but let's just say it did. You get to play with those four Hall of Famers and compete for a ring. But you gave up all of that to go sign for a year in Boston? Got a lot of love for Boston. Okay, two people from Boston are the reason we all in these seats right now. Cadillac Jack and G-Spin. Drop on the clues bombs for Cadillac Jack and G-Spin. Okay, I've had some great times in Boston, but I'm not trading sunny L.A. Okay, year-round to play in Boston. And compete for a championship with the Lakers this year? Listen, I don't know if you overplayed your hand, Dennis Schroeder. I don't know if you thought you could get a better offer elsewhere, but I do know that Law 47 and the 48 Laws of Power is do not go past the mark you aim for in victory. Learn when to stop. Now, it was reports that he really wanted a $100 million deal.
Oh, see, that's where it gets interesting, because maybe he was about the money. So, yeah, he kind of played himself a little bit on that one. Maybe he overshot his negotiating skills. Although, I'm sure he doesn't negotiate. It's probably just his agent. But maybe he was overthinking, he was overqualified.
Okay, so I'm sure his agent was pushing for that, but...
See, exactly what I said. His agent was probably pushing for that. And probably what happened is probably his agent said, you know what, you're worth more than 84. Let's try to get 100. And LA was like, nah, we're good. I mean, if you want 84, that's good. If not, never mind then, you know.
The moment of victory is often the moment of greatest peril. In the heat of victory, arrogance and overconfidence can push you past the goal you had aimed for, and by going too far, you make more enemies than you defeat. Now, you didn't make any enemies, Dennis. Only thing you didn't make was about $78 million extra dollars and the chance to really, really compete for an NBA championship. I don't know who your agent is, who your representation is, but please let us know so we don't use them. And by the way, he may come out and tell us why he signed with the Celtics over the Lakers, and it might make perfect sense. If it does, I have no problem retracting this donkey. But as of right now,
that's you know, that's a fair statement. I mean, again, I guess I go back to the thing that where if it was him particularly asking for 100, then if he was all about the money, then hey, that kind of, he kind of shot himself on the foot on that one. But if it was mostly just him, his agent, thinking that it was, you know, if it was his agent thinking that he was worth more, then kind of sucks for him. But maybe there is a better reason.
Please give Dennis Schroeder the biggest hee-haw. Am I missing something here? Am I the only person this doesn't make any sense to?
Definitely doesn't make any sense.
Okay, just making sure.
Well, who advised him? His agent?
I don't know.
His mama? His manager?
Even
his friend?
Even if you wanted 100, if you get 84 to play 4 years in L.A. with the team that they're building over there, it's L.A. Like, it's the Lakers.
Well, I mean,
maybe he bet on himself.
Yeah, be sure.
Yeah, I wouldn't turn down the 84, though.
No.
All right, well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
All right, let's see. Well, I think that's going to be for donkey of the day. Remember that if you like this episode and you like this content, let me know. Leave it in the reviews. If not, then that's okay. I hope you guys have a wonderful day, night, whenever you're listening to this. And we'll be back with another episode with Donkey of the Day or with an interview. I'm going to try to release an episode at least every week, if not twice a week, if it's just Donkey of the Day. I really enjoy these. So, you know, like I said, if you like these, if you don't like these, I mean, at the end of the day, you can just, you know, skip over to the interviews and then we can go from there. All right, guys, have a great night.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Sober Mind, Intoxicated Tongue podcast. Please be sure to take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. We really appreciate that effort, and we'll catch you in the next episode of Sober Mind, Intoxicated Tongue.